AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this William Hill Racing Preview. We're on to day four of the Cheltenham Festival. It's Gold Cup day today, and once again AP McCoy joined Luke Harvey to look ahead to the action for us. It's AP's last day, last ever day at the Cheltenham Festival, of course, with him retiring this season. And Luke started with a chat around AP's feelings ahead of his final day and having a winner at his final festival on board Ouzexandre yesterday. So we'll start with a listen to that.
Well, that was a wonderful day yesterday. Ouzexandre, great performance.
Yeah, it was. He was very exuberant. A real thrill to ride. Look, those are one of those rides and one of the days that I'm going to miss. Riding horse like him in races like that, real thrill. So it was brilliant to jump.
He really was. He kept going a lot better than I thought he would, actually.
Yeah, he did. Me too. He surprised me. Look, he's a capable horse. He was second here at the festival last year and he won at Aintree. He won here at the earlier meeting in November and was quite impressive, and then his last two runs have been shocking, so the headgear on definitely revitalised him a little bit, and he showed a great spark yesterday.
Your emotions as you crossed the line yesterday, you looked a wee bit subdued, as if it was sort of a...
I was a bit thinking this is not going to happen anymore, you know, so mixed emotions if you like. I was happy on one side, you know, I got a great thrill from riding a horse like that, that was as exuberant as he was, to then thinking that the end is near.
It must be hard to describe your feeling today. I mean, have you a bit
sort of glum? I am a bit glum, and I am, you know, like, you know, I Cheltenham is, you know, there's no place like it. And
you don't really want to retire, do you?
Not really. But I know it's the right thing to do. You know, I know it is the right thing to do. I'd love to retire and come back the first day of the season, but a different name, just right away as someone else. You know,
back with Luke Harvey.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I'll be that successful, would I? So, I think the radio might be beckoning if that was the case.
Good luck today, AP.
Cheers.
Okay, and on to today's action then. AP and Luke Harvey look ahead to all seven races on the final day of the festival, starting in the Triumph Hurdle.
The ground's probably going to go soft here now, which ain't going to help you a lot on Hargam, is it?
No, it's not. No, he wants good ground. You know, that really scuppers his chance, really. He's definitely a horse that I thought wanted good ground. He's got plenty of pace, and the soft ground will definitely drag it out of him a little bit. And obviously, Peace & Co has won that a couple of times, and it probably makes him a more likely winner. Petit Patrician down the bottom of Willie Mullins has obviously won well in Leopardstown. Maybe might look the best of the Irish horses of the other English ones, Bellator.
I'm not sure the track will suit him.
He's a lot of pace, travelled real well around Kempton last time. A horse that I thought would keep going well was Pain the Chocolate of Alan King's. Won well at Sandown with the rain in the ground. He won at Plumpton before that. I think, you know, good test of stamina will suit him. So, look, I think Peace & Go is going to be hard to beat, but I think Playing the Chocolate might be the one I'd keep on side.
County Hurdle looks typically impossible. I suppose you've got a good ride, Princely Corner.
Yeah, he's a good ride. He was second last time in Leopardstown. Just got beat. There wasn't much between a few of JP's here. Sort Out, I won on at Leopardstown last time. I thought he was a progressive horse. I think he's got a squeak too. Waxy's Dargle, me really fancies him as well. And I kind of thought, you know, Paul rides for Noel, so there wasn't much between them. So I'd ride Princely Con. And the other one I thought that had a squeak was Cheltillion. I thought he had a chance just because he ran well at Newbury in the big hurdle there. And I think he's got a squeak.
I suppose it brings Violet Dancer into it as well. And
yeah, very much so. I think Cheltenham stays well. I don't think he'd mind a bit of juice on the ground now either, a bit of rain. I think it will definitely not be of any convenience to him. So, as you say, Violet's Dancer having won at Newbury's probably got a chance too. And but those are the main ones for that race.
The Albert Bartlett, you ride for Harry Fry here, Fletcher's Flyer, who probably has to find a bit.
Yeah, he's got to improve a little bit. Obviously, Noel has chosen Thomas Brown, so he obviously thinks he's a little bit better, yeah. But hopefully Fletcher's Flyer has got a squeak. Of the English horses, I think maybe Black Lion might be the most solid, seems to stay well, even though he got beat by Karachi Apache last time at Doncaster. But I like Black Lion, he seems to go on the ground. But I think No More Heroes is the one they've all got to beat. I know he was a little bit disappointing last time at Leopardstown, but he looked a real progressive horse before that, and I like No More Heroes. He'd be the one for me.
And on to the 3:20 next, and the feature race of the afternoon. It's the Cheltenham Gold Cup, a grade one of a 3.25 miles.
Of course, you ride Carlingford Lock, who has improved all the time, but again, probably has to step up again.
He does, look, and a lot of, you know, what won't be in his favour is the rain either. I think he's a horse that would have liked the ground dry, so that's not an advantage to him. It's probably not an advantage to the other horse I liked, was Holywell. He probably wouldn't want it too much rain either, so that's going to be not in his favour. Again, there's not much between the Irish horses. Jack Adam obviously won very well when he won the Tiestes. There's not much between the likes of Roads of Riches, Carlingford Lock on his own. Lord Windermere obviously won last year and won the Sun Alliance before. That's a good Cheltenham form. But there's no doubt Savignac Conte has the best form. He won two King Georges. If you were picking holes in him, you'd say he's been disappointing around Cheltenham, but Savignac Conte's the one to beat.
And many clouds? I mean, he thrashed Jack Adam in the Hennessy.
Yeah, he's got a squeak now that the rain, if it keeps coming now, which it's looking like it might do. Many clouds has got a squeak.
The 4 o'clock is the next race. Let's get AP's thoughts on the Fox Hunters.
Warren Greatchest, of course, winner, yes, with Cole Hardin. Paint the Clouds is probably the one to beat.
Yeah, he is. He's got good, solid form. He won at Doncaster, won well last time. I like JP's horse on the fringe. Again, I'm not sure that he'd have liked too much rain, but a little bit unlucky last time at Leopardstown, but he ran well. I liked on the fringe. I thought he was a chance. I thought he was one that I liked.
And Rose Loxton, of course, used to look after Big Bucks. She's got current event in
the... Yeah, and he won well up in Musselburgh. Sorry, I was there the day Hargan won. He won there when he won in Musselburgh. So he's got a chance too. But I'm going to go with on the fringe.
Conditional jockeys race, for the fun of it, Jonjo O'Neill's horse obviously runs in the JP Close. I think he's got a massive chance.
I thought when you were saying for the fun of it, you were going to tip something there or something, just for the fun of it. No, for the fun of it, is definitely got a chance. He's an improving horse. He's progressive, and he's definitely got a chance. He's definitely got a chance. The one slight worry I'd have is that Willie Mullins has won this with horses like Sir Deschamps and Don Polley, and he's rocking up now this year. But he's rocking up this year with a horse with a very similar profile in Rio de Franc. He looks a smart horse. He won in Clonmel. He's progressed. He won a maiden hurdle, and then he won a novice hurdle with a penalty, having been second in his first run. I like for the fun of it. I think he's got a very good chance, but this could be a grade one horse, you know, very much so.
And we finish the Cheltenham Festival this year with the AP McCoy Grand Annual Chase Challenge Cup, a grade 3 handicap over the extended 2 miles, and AP's final ride at a and it's AP McCoy's final Cheltenham Festival ride.
Win this race, man. Have you picked the right one, first off?
Well, first off, I'm not even sure I'm riding the right horse.
I'm not sure you are, actually.
No,
I thought you were going to switch.
I was. And then looking at the betting, that kind of got the better of me, you know. So I'm going to blame the bookmakers for lulling me into a false sense of security.
Oh, no.
So, look, I'm going to ride Ned Buntline. Hopefully he's got a chance. He was second last year. Obviously, my other horse, Eastlake, was sixth last year. Was a little bit behind him. He's got a little bit to form. But Eastlake ran well in his last run at Ascot, over 2.5 miles. So dropping back and trip will help him. I actually thought Ben Casey's horse, Croco Bay, had a little chance. Disappointing last time at Wincanton, but won well at Ascot the time before. So I think Croco Bay's got a squeak.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.